Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post joins us. Tom, I bet you can't wait to cover the Canes now, huh?
Well, I got to thank you because that 30 seconds I just heard just doubled my knowledge of UM football.
Oh, man. So tell the people out there a little bit about your new role. No longer going to be on the Heat beat. And I can say, Tom, that I will miss your work there, as I will also miss Anthony Chang's work. You guys did a bang-up job in recent years on that Heat Zone blog.
I appreciate that, and we enjoy doing it. And, you know, unfortunately, this business is ever-changing, and sometimes decisions are made that, you know, not all of us agree with, but the Post has decided not to cover the Heat with a beat writer any longer. And I will say this, this has happened to me three times, because in 2008, I was covering Florida State, and they decided to cut that beat.
Oh, wow.
But they went back to it, and they went back to it when Bobby Bowden's end started coming and said, you know, we've got to, you know, do stories and cover that. And then Jimbo Fisher comes in and it takes off. So, okay, well, let's continue to cover it because they look like they're getting better. They won a national championship. So I was on that kind of thing from going, you know, they put me back on it. And then in two summers ago, they cut it again. So, you know, those are just decisions that the company makes that we just do what we're told. And then at that point, we had gone. Now, remember, 2008 or 9, somewhere in there, we actually, actually before, it was about 2007, we actually cut the Heat beat one time before.
Mm.
And then the big, you know, Chris Perkins was covering it at that point, as a matter of fact. And, the big three came back, and we decided, you know, they decided we need a Heat beat writer, hired Ethan Skolnick, and he was covering the Heat for us for a while. People changed. Ethan went to the Herald, and then all of a sudden there was some movement. And two summers ago, when I was taken off Florida State, they put myself and Anthony on the Heat, and we went all in. And 2 years later, now they're, you know, our company was sold to a new company, Gatehouse Media. So there are changes, and that's expected whenever there's new ownership. So I'll be doing a lot. And Anthony, by the way, Anthony's covering UM. Speaking of UM, and if people loved his work in the Heat, you'll love his work on UM, because Anthony is a very talented writer, passionate about whatever he's covering. So he'll do a great job on UM. And, you know, I've been doing this for 37 years, and I've covered every beat in the state. I mean, I've covered Miami football, I've covered Florida State football, I've covered Florida basketball, I've covered the Heat, the Marlins, the Clippers at different times.
As a follow-up to that, what is the most fun beat you've ever been on out of all the teams?
Two things stand out. Number one is I love the NBA. So covering the Heat has been a great run for me. I started my first year covering the Heat was the year before Riley got here. So the Riley's arrival was my second year, and I was a lead beat writer for many years. Then we did some switching around, but even though when I wasn't the lead beat writer, I was still involved. Every year they were in the finals. I did all the playoffs, home and away, and I was still involved in the coverage. So I've always been involved with the Heat, either as the lead beat writer or as a backup. Yeah. For the history, you know, since the Heat started, since 94, and even before that, when they started, I did some stuff, but regularly since 94. And it's funny you ask this, because in Las Vegas, at one of the games, I was sitting next to Alan Houston, and I introduced myself and we're talking, and I'll tell you this, the most memorable thing. Stretch of games, I guess you'd call them, the most memorable stretch of my career is those 4 years of playoffs between the Heat and the Knicks.
Me too. I love
and
that.
It was unbelievable. And I was saying, this is exact stuff I was saying to Alan Houston, and he was really good, because he was talking about how excruciating those games were. And I said to him, the thing is, an NBA game now, you can be 70 to 50 at halftime, and you think, yeah, they can still come back. The Heat-Knicks playoff series, every basket was important. From the very beginning, every possession was valued because the game was going to end 70 to 68 or 74-72. It was so much different than today's game that the drama, the tension of all those games, all four series went to the ultimate game, whether it was the fifth game, a three or five game series, or a seventh game. There was just all kinds of side subplots with the Riley leaving New York, the Van Gundy's, coaching against each other, Ewing and Mourning, best of friends, playing against each other. There was all kinds of storylines, and as we know, how they all ended basically down to the last minute of every series. That was just, I will never forget that. And then I love the NBA, but college football too is a passion of mine. I love my having covered college football. I went through it one time. I've covered about 15 national championship games. I've covered more than 50 bowl games. And it's just several of our teams, national championship, the Florida State national championship in 2000 and 2013, the Miami, and when I was covering the Canes in the 80s, from 85 to 90, I was a Canes beat writer for the Palm Beach Post. So that run was incredible. That was Jimmy Johnson, Dennis Erickson run.
That's a great time to be on that beat,
that,
Tom.
That was unbelievable. I'll tell you what about that time, and it was true. I remember one of the beat writers came up with a saying that was so true. Said the most exciting 15 minutes in sports was the Hurricanes locker room after a game.
Wow!
Because those guys were, and they were just unfiltered. There were no parameters. There were no restrictions. They could say what they want. But all week long, they would say, "We're going to kick whoever they were playing there. We're going to kick their butt," and they'd go out and they'd kick their butt. They didn't care what they said. The coaches didn't care what they said. It was a great time. It's so much different to today, where the college football access is so limited. It's sad because they don't allow us to talk to them hardly at all. It's very difficult to get good stories because you're not allowed to talk to these guys. Back then, it was you talk to them any day you want. You could call coaches, call them in their office, and they talk to you. Now you can't you can't talk to assistant coaches in most programs. So that was a lot of fun because those games. I remember the Notre Dame game, the third and 43, and they got
Randall Thrill Hill, baby.
Craig Erickson to Randall Hill, the Cotton Bowl. Randall Hill ran up the out of the stadium and came back in. I mean, stuff like that, stuff you never see anymore. The Oklahoma game, Brian Bosworth game, all those Oklahoma games. And, I covered Charlie Ward, I covered Chris Winkie because I also covered Florida State football in the early 90s when we made some changes. Our paper likes to change things around over the years and, just keep things fresh. So I went from covering FSU. So I was at the height. I was covering FSU in the 90s before I went on the Heat when they were at their height. I was covering Miami in the late 80s when they were at their height. So it's just been awesome. I've done it all in the States. So it'll be fun just getting my hands in a lot of little things. Writing columns, covering some golf, which up here in Palm Beach County, we have lacked a golf writer. I'm not going to be a full-time golf writer, but I'll be involved in the Honda, the Masters, things like that. So a little bit of everything. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and Tom, speaking on the Canes, I've got to think that there's a strategic reason why the Palm Beach Post is no longer going to have Heat beat coverage, but they are keeping a Canes beat. I've got to think, Tom, it has something to do with, do you think the Canes are probably, let's say, the most likely to be the next South Florida team to really contend for a title?
Well, yeah, that's probably true, but I don't think that's in their thinking. I think the main thing is the company that bought us has a paper in Columbus, Ohio, has a paper in Austin. They also bought the Austin American Statesman, which is a Cox paper like us. A Gatehouse bought both of us about the same, but within a month of each other. They see, especially having Columbus for a while, they see what it's like in a college town. And I know we're in Palm Beach, so we're not in Miami, but they see the passion, and they know what college football. It's different. The pro sports goes up and down with the team a team winning, team losing. We know what it's like in Miami. It's difficult when you're not winning to garner that passion, and because let's face it, a lot of us aren't from here. You know, there's just not that. But these colleges, winning, win and lose, no matter where they are, there is so much passion for college football, and especially in this area, especially in the South, and they see it up in Columbus, Ohio. So in that area, also in Texas, obviously, where Austin, you know, the University of Texas, located in Austin, that I know they believe that, you know, it's going to be that way. There's, you know, let's continue to cover that beat because of the passion for college football. They have their claws in a couple of college football towns, so they want to continue to keep that coverage alive with the Palm Beach Post, with, you know, covering the University of Miami. You know, let's face it, obviously for us, the biggest sports are, they are 60, 70 miles away, but a lot of our guys live down there. Our Dolphins guys live down there. Yeah. You know, Anthony does. So for them, it's you know, it's not that difficult. It'd be difficult for me living in Palm Beach County, but still, I've been making that drive for 35 years, depending on what I was covering, whether it was going to Tallahassee or going, to, wow. going north or going south. I've been, you know, being where we are, you know, got to get in our car and go places, because a lot of it's not happening in our county. So, yeah, so I think they see that there is a different type of passion and fan allegiance for college football down here than there is for pro sports.
Well, arm yourself for those Malik Rozier debates, my friend. You'll get into some of those.
I can't wait to talk to Anthony. He's headed to ACC Media Days. I think Christie's there.
Yeah.
He's getting familiar with it all. So he's going to speak to them tomorrow also, like Christie will be doing with the University of Miami, talking about their day is tomorrow for their players and for Rick to talk. So, you know, he'll be the same thing, getting familiar with all of that. But, I know no matter if there isn't a day where there's not going to be some kind of controversy, you know, it just shows the passion of the fans, and they're gonna, no matter how, you know, a team could, what we saw University of Miami last year, where they 10-0, they start 10-0,
and
but they're still, you know, are they good enough? They're gonna win the ACC championship, and they, you know, then I know they hit the skids a little bit there the last three games, but there'll always be something out there for these fans to debate and argue and call in shows like yours, Alex, to talk about.
Well, I can assure everyone that Tom DeAngelo will continue to be a friend of the show. And I'm glad, Tom, that you're still going to have your hand in a lot of different cookie mm-hmm. jars around South Florida sports. You can follow this man on Twitter at TomDeAngelo44 and check out his work in the Palm Beach Post, the actual paper, or the website, palmbeachpost.com. Tom, thank you so much for the time, my friend.
My pleasure, Alex. Looking forward to talking to you about a lot of different things in the future.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.